This is a very common, complex, and it's a very difficult problem. Let me I'll just have to read all of it and stop whenever I need to. The first issue you said, I have a big issue with my self-confidence and self-esteem. I am overweight and I'm wearing the veil since forever. Now, I'm almost 22, and when I wore it, I was just 11 or 12. So being a girly girl is something I don't even know. I'm always feeling like tunt, and I took it for granted that I would never look any better. But now, I have started to think about what I can do to change that, and I want to become confident. So I'm going to lose some weight, and I want to take the veil off. Let's stop here. Now, self-confidence and self-esteem, they come from within. The fat and the veil, they are from the outside. Your issues are from inside of you. They're not from the outside. It has nothing to do with what you're wearing. It has to do with what do you see in the mirror. I want you to draw this imaginary line between what people see and what you see when you look at yourself in the mirror. It has nothing to do with your weight, and it has nothing to do with your veil. You don't like yourself. You don't like who you are. In this brief part, you were talking about the girly-girly thing. Girly-girly has nothing to do with what you look like. It's an attitude. It's not looks. You cannot say girly girl because she's that tall or she's that fat or she's that thin or she's wearing this or that. Girly girly is inside. And you're saying, I'm always feeling like tunt. This is because you feel from the inside that you're old. You have an old soul. Now, you can lose weight and you can take off the veil. I'm not going to stop you. You can take off the veil. You can wear anything you want. But if you do not heal from the inside, you would still feel old. When you look at the mirror, you're going to see the same old person. Your spirit, it's your spirit. Happiness and being fun and being young at heart comes from within. I want you to look around you and find 3 or 4 women who are 10 years older than you are, and you look at them and you say, I want to be like that person 10 years from now. The purpose of this exercise is to prove to you that a woman could be 10 years older than you are in numbers, but 10 years younger than how you feel. It has got nothing to do with the weight, and it has got nothing to do with the veil. You're saying somewhere in between, I think I'm going to lose some weight, and I'm not so fat. That means that you're, 10 kilos above your weight? It's not an issue. It's from the inside of you. And I do not want you to do something to fix the outside while you are leaving the inside. Feeling old from within makes you, when you walk, you drag your feet like you're carrying this heavy weight on top of your shoulders. It makes you like bow. It makes you shrivel. It's like a tree. Like when you have a tree and in winter it looks so old and so abandoned and so haunted. But then as spring comes along, this tree begins coming back to life. You're still seeing those little buds and then the little leaves and then the little blossoms, and everything looks so colorful. And then in summer, you see the tree struggling to stay alive with all the heat and all the pressure. And then comes autumn and it shows that it's tired and that it's fading. Now, if I compare you to a tree, you are now an old, haunted, abandoned tree. And you cannot borrow some leaves and put them on the outside. You need to be green and young and happy and fresh from the inside. So this is my analysis for the first half of your problem. Let me give you some tips on how to do that. I'm going to focus on the inside, and the outside is up to you. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your outside. The inside of you. I want you to sit down and to think of the times when you were very, very happy. When you were laughing out loud. When you were just flying. I want you to think of those moments. And to try to see what made you feel this way. It could be a little thing. It could be something you ate. It could be something that you smelled. It could be something that you've touched. It could be a place that you went. It could be an experience you were going through. This is how you get to understand yourself, to understand what makes you happy, what makes you feel young and alive. And then I want you to try new things, things that young people try. I want you to go on a safari, go diving. I want you to just take a walk downtown. Take a walk in Khan al-Khaliliya and al-Hussein area. I want you to experience something new once a week. Try something that you've never done once a week. You make this a commitment. Go to the movies on your own. Take some friends and go to a bookstore. Eat ice cream from the street. Do anything new once a week. And then I want you to try to work on the weight thing first. The weight thing is a body image thing. On TV they have this program where they bring a woman and they show her on screen like 10 women, 10 figures. And then they ask her to point out the figure that is closest to how she sees herself. And most of the time, the woman would pick someone who is like 10 or 15 kilos heavier than she is. This is where perception and self-image come. I think what you need to do is have fun. Go out. Change. Do something new. Find a new hobby. Go to new places. Try something cultural. Try something exotic. Try something that you've never tried before. It's your spirit that makes you feel like tant. It has nothing to do with your weight, and it has nothing to do with your veil. You are a prisoner of your soul, and that's what you need to work on. The second half of your problem, about you being not picky, just wanting to be in love with anybody, accepting any man who comes your way, and feeling that you want to thank this person for being there, come on. This is directly related to your self-esteem. And if you do not value yourself, why would anybody else value you? If you don't feel that you're worth a great man, why would a great man come your way? When you look at the mirror, you see a below average girl, you will settle for a below average woman, a below average man. And that's just bad. You're just being so unfair to yourself. You're being so unfair. And for the time being, I would advise you, seriously, to avoid relationships. You are way damaged to choose right. And if you choose a man now, who's average, and then you rediscover yourself and you become this great, happy, free-spirited person, what are you going to do with that man? I really want you to think. I really want you to think. Avoid relationships now and work on yourself. Work on your mind. Work on your self-image. Work on your esteem. Work on loving yourself. Work on becoming a great person. That's what I would like you to do. Can you do that? Start by trying new things. Start by hanging out with new people, different people. Start by just trying to find what makes you happy. It could be a hobby, it could be a job, it could be helping others, it could be volunteer work. Try to find out what is it that makes you feel so bad about yourself. You're saying that you're 22 years old. At the age of 22, you should be just free, flying out there. What's holding you to the ground? What's trapping you in this prison? Is it your parents? Did they tell you that you're ugly and you're not worthy of love? Is it your friends? Do they put you down? Do they tell you that you're not good enough? What has caused this? There's something called a false prophecy. False prophecy, that means that someone, a figure of authority, usually a father, a mother, a grandfather, grandmother, teachers, elder people in your life, they would walk into your life and they would tell you negative stuff. And then you become a prisoner of this negative image. The only way to break free is to make peace with yourself. Exercising is good. I'll never stop you from doing that. But changing your appearance will never, ever change how you feel about yourself from the inside. When you look at yourself in the mirror at home, you're not wearing a veil. You look at yourself and you just see tunt. It's your spirit that needs to be free. I want you to think of those new things that you're going to do and keep me updated. And avoid love, avoid relationships, avoid men. You're not ready at all for this. You're just going to make yourself more and more miserable. And you're saying that without a man you feel incomplete. Well, that is a very bad statement. That's very bad. You are a complete person with or without a man. You do not need a man to make you feel whole. That's very sad. And it's a lot of burden to put on a man. Putting the burden of your happiness and your completeness on a man is a lot. And I keep saying this over and over. If you're not happy on your own, you will never be happy with anybody. Keep me updated with what you're going to do.